more money.
The antenna will offer mobile broadband that's fast and uninterrupted. Well, almost uninterrupted. Tunnels will still block the signal, but the technology means you'll be able to pick up where you left off quickly. Which is good news, because there's this lovely video of kittens I've been wanting to share with you.
Keep it to yourself, I think. Kenneth MacDonald there with his train connections.
And funnily enough, this next interview was recorded with somebody on a train, so you can judge the quality for yourself. I think it was actually quite good. And it's on research showing that being flat-footed is not as debilitating as was thought. That's according to scientists studying how our feet are engineered. Instead of the arch running lengthways, they found it's actually an arch running across the foot that's more important for walking. Dr. Shreyas Mandry from Warwick University was involved.
There are sort of two pieces to what we understand about the shape of our feet. The first is what everyone knows from daily observation. Our feet are arched. There is an arch along the length, and there is also an arch along the width. And most people, common people, I think, know that there is an arch along the length, and only experts had identified that there is also an arch along the width. Those are the features that we wanted to understand better as to whether they serve any purpose.
It has been assumed, hasn't it, over the years, that the arch going from your toes to your heel is the more important one?
Yes, that's right. Well, rather than more important, that was the one that was studied because there was some function that could be easily assigned to it. That is really the reason. The function that was assigned to it was that at the instance that we push off on the ground during walking and even more so during running, then our heel is lifted, but we are pushing with the ball of our foot. So something, some property of the foot has to kick in to not make it bend too much. So where does this stiffness of the foot come from? And that was previously one of the features in the foot that was thought to be responsible and is still responsible for it to some extent, is the arch along the length. There is a tissue near the bottom of the foot, and along with the arch, it makes like a bow structure, a bow and a string. So when you try to push with the ball of the foot, with the heel lifted, the string of the bow gets stretched, and the string is taut, so the foot doesn't bend too much. That was the previous thought. And it is still correct.
But you have also found now, haven't you, that the arch across the width of the foot is pretty important.
Right, that's right. The presence of the arch across the foot, called the transverse arch, it was known for a long time. And it was known by many different communities, by the clinical community and also by the evolutionary biologists who study how human beings evolved or our ancestors evolved. They had also identified the transverse arch. The function we assigned to the transverse arch is very similar to what we do to eat a slice of pizza. If you hold the pizza by the crust, the slice droops. So in order to straighten it out, give it some stiffness so that it doesn't bend too much, we curve the crust while we eat the pizza. And it is really the same principle. The arch along the width of the foot also serves to stiffen the foot when we are pushing on the ground with it.
So how could this research be used then? Presumably, initially, certainly by people making kind of orthotic insoles, that kind of thing, which is, you know, it's changed our understanding of which bits provide the stiffness to the foot.
It changes multiple disciplines, right? It changes the picture that we have for the foot. So anyone working with the foot, they may be clinicians or they may be other biologists, they should also pay attention to the arch that goes along the width, the transverse arch. Our research has clearly identified that the arch along the width is also playing a role in setting the stiffness of the foot.
Dr. Shreyas Mandry there from Warwick University.